This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, December 3rd. Will G20 trade talk speculations send beef higher on Friday? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The live cattle market was higher. There's an uptick in the cash trade today, you know, and go figure, we're on the eve of the summit. But watch for China to import more beef. That swine fever is really taking hold and got a lot of the country worried, and China is stepping up and starting to buy some of the beef. They certainly need a resolution more than the U.S. right now in relation to that. But there is some cash cattle movement as well that finally came here at the end of the week and pushed the market up. Not so much for feeders. Feeders kind of slipped all day. Cautious traders are still holding steady, maybe not really convinced that the market is moving higher. Although as we're getting towards the end of the day, there is some buying coming in. It's firming it up, but it really looks like mostly unchanged.
Chicago December wheat prices closed Friday up 19 and a quarter at 515 and a half. December corn was up 6 and a quarter at 366. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day up 5, ranging from 620 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for December were up 7 3/4, ranging from 660 and a quarter to 670 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were up 13 3/4, ranging from 688 3/4 to 698 3/4. Live cattle for December were up 32.5 cents at 116.92 1/2. January feeder cattle were down 75 cents at 145.22 1/2. And November Class 3 milk was down a penny at 14.46.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.